Welcome back to FP&A Done Right, everyone. Olivia here, with Ryan as always. And today, we're diving straight into how finance transforms raw data into stories. Stories that actually shape where a business is headed, not just report where it's been.
Hey folks, this is one of my favorite topics. Numbers by themselves. I mean, they're just numbers, right? It's when you pull out the story behind them, that's when they start to drive real change. And it's kind of wild. Every industry needs this, whether you're talking about biotech or, heck, even an auto spa.
Absolutely. I remember once, early on as a CFO, staring at this gorgeous dashboard I'd built, charts everywhere, perfectly formatted. But in the boardroom, I felt outnumbered, not just by execs, but by my own nerves. It was like, here are the numbers, but what do they mean? I almost crumbled until I started framing everything as a narrative. Instead of walking through endless slides, I said, imagine our business like a garden. Data became rainfall, sunshine, weeds. I won buy-in that day, despite the shaky start.
Yeah, and honestly, picking the right data is most of the job. I mean, agriculture needs capacity forecasts. Automotives want error reduction and entertainment. Well, they're all about metrics like customer engagement per show. But the trick is, you can't just throw every metric on a page. You sort of have to be a bouncer at the club, letting only the best data in.
Exactly. And sometimes it's about figuring out what not to show, right? There are so many data components, but the most successful teams we see, think biotech, oil and gas, SaaS, they always ask, which figures truly guide the business forward? Revelwoods helped hundreds of clients here, finding that intersection between clarity and relevance.
And you know what, Liv? Sometimes the best dashboard is the one with just three numbers, if those three actually mean something. My old boss called it signal versus noise. Took me a while to appreciate that. I'd color code every single cell for a while. Wait, actually, I still do that with my grocery lists. Force of habit.
You're not alone in that. But the point stands. Great finance stories help teams make decisions, not just stare at data. And if you're leading with insights the business can act on, you've already moved beyond traditional reporting. That's really where finance adds value.
So, let's talk about technology because, honestly, the timing's never been better for finance transformation. Flexible platforms, automation, real-time stuff. It's not just hype anymore. Take a company that has multiple eye care locations, for example. They used Workday Adaptive Planning to give medical finance teams the kind of visibility that used to take weeks. Budgeting, forecasting, smooth sailing compared to old-school spreadsheets.
Definitely. Or look at Tidal Wave Auto Spa. They automated reconciliation fully, using Blackline. It cut the manual work, made data more reliable, and importantly, freed their team up for the kind of analysis we were just talking about.
That automation is a game changer. I remember leading a digitization project at a Fortune 500. We had so many disconnected spreadsheets, we spent more time checking formulas than making decisions. Moving to an integrated platform? Suddenly everyone had the same source of truth. Errors dropped and morale shot up too.
It must have taken a bit of courage to drive that shift, right? Sometimes teams worry about tech replacing jobs rather than empowering the work.
Yeah, for sure. The lesson I took, same as we see with Revelwood's clients, is that success comes from bringing people with you, not leaving them behind. Training, openness, and honestly, showing quick wins. Like how the medical tech company, using adaptive planning, didn't just cut upkeep, they saw better performance almost instantly. A manufacturing business had a similar story. With a health check and new roadmap, suddenly their planning system actually worked for them, not the other way around.
And whether it's rolling forecasts or scenario modeling, the right tools take away the grunt work and let finance actually drive the strategy. That's why now, more than ever, modern FP&A is about tools and talent moving together. I always say, technology is your ticket, collaboration is your journey. So, if you look at success stories across industries, the standouts aren't just using new tools, They're asking the right questions. What sets them apart is, you know, a relentless focus on outcome. With Workday Adaptive Planning, one medical technology company built insights they simply couldn't see before, managed challenges along the way, and ultimately freed their resources for strategic response rather than number crunching.
And it's not just health or tech. Take real estate, using strategic planning platforms, or oil and gas companies shifting to Workday Adaptive Planning. They go from version control mayhem, like dozens of Excel files, to one clear platform. Suddenly, teams can analyze, act, and, my favorite, they argue less about whose numbers are real. And I've got to say, getting half your monthly budgeting hours back. That's transformational.
Exactly. But before a tech rollout, finance leaders really need to step back and do what I call a data literacy check. Do people understand not just the new system, but the logic behind the numbers they're entering? Because the best tech in the world doesn't replace thoughtful people.
Yeah, and you gotta be ready to take some risks. Not reckless risk, but, you know, being open to change. I always say, if you're willing to color code your own spreadsheets until the pixels blur, you should be ready to push your team out of their comfort zone a little. Ask, are we measuring what actually matters, or just what's easy to track?
Right. And be honest about what you don't know, too. I still triple-check formulas until I'm sure I haven't flipped something upside down. Finance isn't about pretending to know all the answers. It's learning fast, communicating clearly, and partnering across the business.
Couldn't agree more. And hey, no single tech rollout is perfect. The best case studies, like that manufacturing company, a group of veterinary practices, or even those oil and gas firms, aren't about zero obstacles. They're about course correcting as you go, leaning into insight over inertia.
And that's really the message, isn't it? Use technology to learn, adapt, and tell better stories. That's how finance moves from spreadsheets to the strategy table. I think we both agree. There's plenty more to unpack here. So we'll keep the conversation going next episode.
Absolutely, Liv. Always a pleasure. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Catch us next time on FP&A Done Right. Olivia, you want to take us home?
Thanks, Ryan. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next time, keep crunching and questioning those numbers. Goodbye.
Take care, everyone. See you soon.